朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我刚刚看到孩子们在这里背圣经，我心里面非常的感谢神啊。
I'm very thankful when I saw our young kids reciting the Bible verses.
我跟于师母在别的地方聚会的时候，有时候他问起我们的青少年。
When me and Sister Yu were serving in some other places, they asked us about how our youth go doing here.
在我们很谦卑的承认我们还有很多成长的空间的时候。
When we confess that there's a lot of room for us to grow,
我们也常常忍不住夸夸我们中间的年轻人啊。
Sometimes we couldn't help but to boast a little bit of our young people.
像今天晚上母亲节的这个 banquet,
just like this evening we're going to have a Mother's Day banquet.
我们讲到这些青少年会当 waiter waitress 哈，当服务员。
And these youth, they will be the waiter and waitress to serve us.
代位啦，倒水啦，上茶不是上菜。在旁边站着伺候我们。
To seat us, to serve us, to wait on us.
我永远可以看见他们脸上的羡慕的表情啊。
And I can forever see those moms how they admire them.
所以你们今天晚上要好好表现啊。
So this evening, do your best.
其实我们现在到很多的地方去看，就是很多的教会都面临了很多的挑战。
Indeed, when we travel around, we see many churches facing great challenges.
有一个非常普遍的挑战跟危机，痛苦出现就是家庭出问题。
One particular prevalent crisis is that there's issues within the family.
这几乎是成为今天教会软弱很关键的因素之一，不是唯一的，但这是很关键的原因之一。
That becomes a major cause, not the only one, but one major one that caused the church to become weak.
所以在我们教会里面，我们从去年开始，从母亲节到父亲节，这六七个礼拜我们定为 Family Month, 就是家庭月。
So since last year, we set aside from the Mother's Day all the way to Father's Day, we make it our Family Month.
我们有不同的弟兄姊妹从不同的角度来讲这个重要的题目。
We will have various brothers and sisters from various angles to talk about this topic.
我希望大家没有一个人觉得这个月跟你是没关的。
I hope that none of you consider this month, these topics has nothing to do with you.
例如说今天是母亲节，你千万不要以为你不是当妈的，这个信息跟你没关。
For example, today is the Mother's Day. Don't think that the message will have nothing to do with me because I'm not a mom.
等你听完，你就知道决定跟你有关。
After you hear our sermon, you will understand that it has much to do with you.
今天我们在这个属灵的家庭里面。
In our spiritual home here.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是像一个大家庭。
Brother and sister, we are just like one big family.
我们彼此需要的。
We need one another.
而且我们中间可能很多人你自己从来没有当过肉身的妈哈。
Maybe some of you have never been a mom.
但是你却发现主耶稣怎么样子来定义属灵的母亲。
But how Jesus has appointed a spiritual mom?
我想我们看一下那个纲要的 B。
Maybe let's look at the outline in the bullet item B.
那个小点，主耶稣的提醒，路加福音八章二十节。
There's this reminder from Jesus. It's found in Luke 8:21.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣回答说：“听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄了。”你发现连耶稣都这么谦卑哈，他承认任何人只要遵行主的道。听见了主的道就遵行了，他说就是我的母亲，就是我的兄弟姐妹了。
You find how Jesus in his great humility, he said, whoever does the will of his father, keep his word, I consider them my mother and my brother.
所以我们今天虽然在地上好像是一个母亲节，但是我们不是在外面来庆祝这个节日。
So today, even though it's a Mother's Day, we are not just to celebrate outwardly.
我们的信息也不是只关乎肉身的母亲而已。
And our message is not just for those who are our mom physically.
我希望听完这个信息，在神家里面有更多属灵的母亲出现。
But I hope that after this message, there will be many more spiritual mothers being raised up in this big family.
连弟兄都可以是属灵母亲了。
Even brothers, you can be spiritual mom to some.
等一下，我们会讲到那个最有大丈夫的气概的保罗，他都是属灵的母亲。
Later we will talk about Paul. Even Paul, he's like a great man. He considered himself a spiritual mom.
等一下我们也会讲到主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚。
And we will also talk about Jesus' mom on earth, Mary.
在路加福音十一章二十八节、二十七、二十八节，有一个女人高声的喊。
In Luke chapter 11, there's a woman crying out.
当他听到耶稣在那里讲道的时候，他非常感动，他就大声的喊。
When he heard Jesus, Sherry preaching the message, she cried out with a loud voice.
怀你胎、养育你的这个女人是有福的。
And she said that blessed is she who bare you and nursed you.
你们在座当妈的，羡不羡慕当主耶稣的妈？
And how moms here, do you admire to be Jesus' mom?
于师母马上摇头。
Some are you.
代价太大，真的是代价太大。
It costs a lot.
但是那个女人就很羡慕，她说怀你胎养育你的人是有福的。
But that woman, she cried out. She said, "Oh, I admire that woman who bare you and nursed you."
所以你看这个天主教把玛利亚称为圣母。
You see how the Catholic Church called Mary the holy mom.
都说她是蒙大恩的女子，她的确是蒙大恩。
And the angels proclaim that she is greatly blessed.
她能够成为耶稣的母亲，那是不得了的一件事情。
To become the mom, Jesus' mother on earth.
但是你看看耶稣怎么讲。
But what did Jesus say?
我们看二十八节，我们一起来读哈。
Let's read it in 28.
耶稣说：“是的，但是却还不如怎么样？”听神之道而遵守的人有福。好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天主耶稣不光告诉我们当属灵的母亲的那个条件，那个定义就是听见神的道就遵守的人。
So Jesus here gave us the definition to be a spiritual mom are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
而且他甚至的告诉我们，我们如果遵守神的道，听见神的道又遵守的，我们比肉身的母亲还要有福。
And more than that, if we keep the word of God, we are more blessed than those who are just a spiritual mother.
所以我希望我们在座不光是肉身当妈的人。
So I hope that those who are here, not only the moms.
能够从这些信息的里面受到提醒和鼓励。
From these verses, you are encouraged.
特别在属灵上。
But spiritually speaking,
我相信很多人都是当妈的，我们都从很多人可能从我们的服事里面得到的生命。
I believe that many of us are spiritual moms to others, that we receive life in our service.
那母亲是生命的孕育者，她怀孕，她生下孩子，她把生命给她。
And mother is the bearer of life and the nurturer of life.
然后她花这么多的时间培养这个生命，让她成长。
And she spent a great deal.Of time to nurture that life.
所以当我们讲到属灵母亲的时候，她就是在属灵上能够把生命给人，能够培养人长大的。
So when we talk about spiritual mother, we're talking about those who can nurture others to help them to grow spiritually.
所以不管你是不是肉身上当过妈。
So whether you're a mom physically or not.
我希望我们都能够照着主的话，我们羡慕做一个属灵的母亲。
But according to the word of God, we should all admire to become spiritual mothers.
而这样子的人，甚至比主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚，主说比她还要有福。
And Jesus said, "These people, they are more blessed."
刚才上面有六个小孩子在这里背圣经。
Earlier, there are six young people reciting the verses.
你们这六个人有没有任何人要回答我一个问题？
you need to ask, answer me one question.
刚才看你看最久的是谁？
Who are those sitting? They just stare at you. Who are those?
有没有任何人要举手
？Young people, do you know?
绝对是你爸爸妈妈。
Of course, your mom and your dad.
你们一开始背的时候，我就翻开来圣经看你们背的对不对哈。
As soon as you started reciting, I turned my Bible to see whether, to check whether you made any mistakes or not.
然后我就享受主的话。
And then I enjoyed the word of God there.
然后突然想到我拔下眼睛看看你们。
And then suddenly I realized, oh, actually I should look at you too.
然后我又再看圣经。
And then I go back to my Bible.
然后我一回头，我决定相信你爸爸妈妈眼睛都看着你们。
But I believe your mom and dad, they will give their full attention.
因为他整个的心就是在你的身上。
Because their hearts are all centered around you.
所以今天早上我们要来讲母亲。
This morning we want to talk about mothers.
她是一个燃烧自己、点燃别人的一个最好的榜样。
Mothers are the role model who burn themselves in order to ignite others.
我在说这个信息不是只为着肉身的母亲。
Let me repeat. This is not just for those mom in your flesh.
我也希望。肉身当了妈的，你也不要把眼睛只放在你肉身的孩子身上。
And I pray that those who are moms here don't just focus on their, I'm the mom to my kids.
要让神把我们的度量扩大。
But may the Lord enlarge our capacity.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
连耶稣都说那些听见神的道又遵行的，就是我的母亲，就是我的兄弟姐妹。
Even Jesus said those who hear the word of God and keep it, they are my mother and my brothers and sisters.
首先我们要来看好我们每一个人都有自己神所量定的角色
First we want to look at that Each one of us we have the God appointed role in our lives
而这个角色是神给我们特别的恩典也是神给我们特别的托付和使命
That unique role God has given us special grace and special mission
你看爸爸妈妈丈夫妻子孩子兄弟姐妹女儿儿子就是这么多的角色里面有一些我们有有一些我们没有对不对
So we have the father and mother We have husband and wife We have siblings You know we all play some roles in those categories
像我就捞不到当哥哥但是我有一大堆的哥哥我有五个
So for myself I have no privilege to become older brothers Because I'm the youngest one But I have many brothers
所以我没有弟弟没有妹妹所以我喜欢管别人
So I don't have younger sister, younger brother That's one of the reasons I like to rule over some of you
有的人虽然虽然我们可能没有机会当爸爸没有机会当妈妈但是我们都是儿女对不对
So maybe some of us we don't have the privilege to become moms and dads But we are all children, right, to somebody
但是你当儿女你也说哎呀那我是儿子我就不可能当女儿了
And even as children, if you are a son, then you cannot be a daughter
你都不知道于叔母多羡慕有个女儿
You may not know that Sister Nancy, she longed to have a daughter
不是说两个儿子不好
It doesn't mean that having two sons is not good enough.
但是儿子就是麻烦，不光一岁会摔倒，连快三十岁了都还会摔倒。
But boys brings us a lot of trouble. Not only that they fall when they were 1 year old, but they fall again when they are 30.
不要说三十岁会摔倒，我哥哥快七十岁了，突然心脏不好，头昏也摔倒了。我妈妈九十岁了还在担心他。
Not only a 30-year old can fall, that my older brother who is 70 now, he also fell one time because of heart attack, and my mom, you know, just keep worrying him.
每一个角色都很特别。
Every role is unique.
每一个角色都很重要。
And every role is important.
每一个角色都能够让我们在人生的体验上、成熟上都有他特别一份的贡献。
And every role have that contribution to our growth, our maturity.
但是很多的时候，我们忽略了某些的角色，偏重某一些的角色。
Oftentimes we just focus on one role and forget the other.
你看看你现在花的时间力量最多的在什么事情上
Look at yourself what area you spend the most time in your life
我相信在座很多在职的人你花的时间最多的就是你是公司的职员
I believe many of you who are working now you probably spend the most of your timeAt workplace.
这个也是我们的角色。
Yes, that is one of our roles.
但是你会发现我们花了这么多的时间在这些事情上。
But then you realize you spend most of your time on the in your workplace.
所以以前我曾经介绍同工们看一本书 First Thing First.
And before I used to recommend this book to our coworkers, First Thing First.
那个 Stephen Covey 写的，他在那里讲出他平常做他的 scheduling。做他平常的计划的时候
，written by Stephen Copeland, and then he mentioned that when he make plans,
我们会把拿出来做全年的计划，做季度的计划，做每个月的计划，做每个礼拜的计划，做每一天的计划。
And when we lay in front of us all the tasks we need to do for this year, so we may have the yearly plan, quarterly plan, or even daily plan.
我们都是根据 event, 有什么事情，这个时候是谁的 birthday, 这个时候教会要有退休会，这个时候我们要去度假，我们根据事情做 planning.
A lot of time we started out with all the events that's happening, for example, the church retreat, this guy is getting married, and then and so forth.
所以你在这个文具店里面可以买到很多这种 weekly, monthly 的 planning 的这种文具。
So you can buy a lot of things relating to making schedule and making plans.
但是他做 scheduling, 他做 planning 的时候，他是根据你的角色。
But this man who wrote this book, he said when he makes scheduling, it's according to his role.
他要我们自己去想我们现在目前 最重要的角色有哪些。
He encouraged us to think what is the most important role we have in life at this moment.
你可能是当父亲。
Maybe you are a father.
在公司里面。
In your workplace.
你可能当工程师。
Maybe you are an engineer.
你在家里面除了当父亲你一定就是当丈夫。
And at home, other than being a father, you are also a husband.
你在教会里面你可能是一个小组长或是你是招待组的同工 whatever.
And at church, you may be a small group leader or an co-worker in the usher's group.
我们跟神之间的关系我们是他的儿女。
And our relationship with God, we are a son of our heavenly father.
他说你要根据你的每一个角色在你每个礼拜做计划的时候你都要留下一段的时间或是留出特别的时间为着这个角色。
So every week you should set aside a time to re-examine all these roles you play.
因为这样是帮助我们，我们不会过分注重某一个角色而忽略了其他的角色。
That will help us not to just put our all effort in one role and ignore the other.
所以 focus on the family, 他说我们现在的父母亲跟孩子之间的 family time, 每一天是多少？
So focus on the family. They did a survey. Do you know how much time the parents spend with their children each day?
这是我很久以前看的，我已经记不得了。
I read this article a long time ago. I couldn't remember exactly.
只有几十秒而已。
But the statistics says it's about a few tens of seconds.
所以我们在很多的角色上，我们是极其的忽略。
So we highly ignored. We have ignored a lot of important roles we play.
而在这些的角色里面
，And in these roles we play,
这是神给我们特别的恩典。
God has given us special grace.
让我们享受他们所带给我们的祝福。所帮助我们的成长。
So we can enjoy the blessings, and growth from their help.
你不要想那个小 baby 不能给爸妈带来祝福，对不对
？Don't think that a little baby cannot bless his or her mom.
很多人在工作里面累得一塌糊涂，受伤很重，回到家看到孩子，整个心喜了起来。
There are many moms and dads. Now they were extremely exhausted at work. When they came home, as soon as they see their baby, their whole heart was ignited. It was enlightened.
神为什么为我们预备配偶？造一个配偶来帮助他
Why God appointed somebody to be our spouse?
是让我们能够把祝福能够带给他的
So that we can bring blessing to the other.
所以每一个角色，这是神特别的恩典，就是我们要从他身上得祝福。
So that is a special grace from God. So we can receive blessings from the people around us.
当我们有父亲的时候，我们从父亲的身上得到特别属乎父亲的祝福。
When we have our earthly father, we receive blessings specifically to that role of being a children.
当我们有机会成为父母的时候，我们有机会能够从孩子的身上得到祝福。
And when we become parents, God has given us grace that we can receive blessings from our children.
我有五个哥哥，我可以从五个不同的性格、不同的角度来经历哥哥给我的帮助和祝福。
I have five brothers, and from various aspects, I can receive the blessings from them, each one of them.
那另外一方面，这也是神给我们的托付和使命。
And on the other hand, this is also the mission God has entrusted us.
要叫我们成为对方的祝福。
Such that we can become blessings to them.
能够 make me a blessing, 让我成为祝福。
That God can make me a blessing.
我记得两三年前，傅立德老师在我们中间开课的时候。
I remember two or three years ago, our brother Fu was having a class in our midst.
他也引用了一些有名的学者他们做的结论。
He quoted some famous scholars and came to this conclusion that they draw.
他们说今天绝大多数的这种 physical 的问题，肉身疾病生病的问题都跟我们的心理发生关系。
And they claim that the most physical problems, issues we face has much to do with our mental state.
因为我们心灵出了问题。
Because there's something wrong going on with our heart.
而心灵出问题，不管是沮丧、是痛苦、恐惧、受伤，差不多都是从人际关系来的。
Whether it's a depression, some hurt.And it mostly comes from the bad interpersonal relationship.
所以你看见了没有？当神在他主宰的权柄里面为我们定了一些角色和关系。
When you see God in His sovereignty appointed each one of us a special role.
他的意念是叫我们能够从他们的角色上让我得到祝福，帮助我成长。
In God's mind, He intended that all those people around us they would become help to us.
但神的神的意思也是要我在这个角色上成为他们的祝福。
It's also God's design that we shall become blessings to them.
但是你就发现今天多少的人际关系被仇敌破坏无疑。
But you see how much the enemy has destroyed the relationships.
他的破坏可以借着外面的，也借着我们人心的私欲，我们的自私，在这里破坏这些关系。
And not only through the outward things, but also within our selfishness, our lust, that also brings great damage to the
外面我们都很能够明白，外面充满了试探。
We can see when we speak up outwardly, there are temptations everywhere.
多少的孩子上了大学以后堕落了，因为太多的诱惑。
How many kids when they go to college, they fall because there are so many temptations.
而这些的堕落，这些的东西都带来的伤害，带来的痛苦。
And those fall brings great damage, bring hurts.
我礼拜四陪于师母到 Stanford 去。做检查的时候
and this Thursday when I accompany Sister Nancy to Stanford to have some exam
我在那边等她的时候看到当天的这个 San Francisco Chronicle 这个报纸我已经很少有机会看报纸了
while I was waiting that I grabbed this San Francisco Chronicle I haven't read newspaper for a long long time
我就很快的翻一翻
so I quickly just read it through skim it through
我大概翻到第五页的时候突然有一个很大的标题在这个最 top
And then when I turn to the page 5, there's a great, a big title there.
它是 China, 然后两点 Smartphone, driving families apart. So 就是这个 智能手机把家庭给拆散。
So the title says, Smartphone drives family apart.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一个大标题。
That is the title there.
他里面特别讲，他说这个手机的出现是全面性的影响所有的人，但是对中国特别严重。
And then, it says how the smartphone has influenced, has changed, and has impacted the relationships. This is particularly true in China today.
他说在中国大概有五亿个 smartphone.
In China, there's about 500 million smartphones.
有五亿个 smartphone.
500 million.
他们做了一万多个人的调查。
And they did a survey among the 10,000 people.
47%的人承认 smartphone 这个智能手机破坏了他们该有的人际关系。
And 47 admitted that this smartphone has destroyed their relationship with others.
2/3的人会把 smartphone 带到床上。
2/3 of them will bring smartphone to their bedside.
我们家早就已经 banned 了，不准带 iPhone、iPad 上床。
In our family, we long ago we had a ban that nobody should bring smartphone to their bedside.
他说有一半的人以上连灯关了都还在看。
And then the survey also said that half of them that even though they turn off the night light, they still are using their smartphone.
然后有三分之一以上的父母亲用 smartphone 来让孩子安静。
And 1/3 of parents.They use smartphone as a mean to calm their children.
你知道吗？孩子们也需要跟我们在一起，但是我们却用 smartphone 安静他。
Do you not know that your children need you to spend time with them, but you think you can just lead them along with smartphone.
他特别一开始就说到，你在餐馆里面可以看到很多 couple 在那边吃饭，但是各看各的手机。
And then they said that, well, you just go to the restaurant, you can see lots of couple, you know, they're eating there, but they just hold their smartphone and doing things there.、
嗯、不光 couple 了，朋友都是一样的。你们有没有看过？有没有看过
？And even friends, I think you're
一大堆呀。
Do you not see them?
那弟兄姊妹，仇敌用各样的方法在这里破坏人人跟人之间该有在爱中直接的接触
和关系。Has destroyed the relationship through these means, has set us apart using these smartphones.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
盗贼来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
他破坏孩子跟父母，孩子要以父母为敌，父母要把孩子交关，哦，这是中间的冲突。
And then the enemy came to destroy the relationships between the children and the parents. They want the children to be in enmity with their parents.
多少夫妻之间的关系被破坏？
And you see also how many husband and wives their relationship got destroyed.
那个不是偶尔谈谈的，那是真的很可怕的事情。
It's not just oh you can talk it through casually. It's a very damaging.
兄弟姐妹中间也出问题。
And even between your siblings.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣来，他是要叫我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
But Jesus, He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
所以我相信，绝对有弟兄姊妹会说，我的关系不正常，不能都怪我。
I believe many of you will excuse yourself, says, "Well, I have bad relationship, but it's not all my fault."
这是我们真的可以了解的。
I can understand that.
对不对？你在报纸上看到有多少的孩子有家庭暴力，夫妻之间有 sex abuse， 有很多的问题。
And you found the newspaper, you see so many domestic violence, sex abuse, many issues there.
啊，甚至连父母亲对孩子都有 sex abuse， 性侵犯，这都是很可怕的事情。
Even some among their own happened in their own family. The dad toward their his own daughter. That's very terrible.
但是你跟所有的人类相比的话，有这样子特殊、悲惨、不幸的遭遇的人，还是少数。
But at this moment, you know, I believe these are still minorities. Those special conditions.
绝大部分关系的破坏，有外在的诱惑和试探，也有我们自己的自私、私欲所造成的。
Many relationship issues have much to do with not just the outward temptation, but also inwardly our selfishness, our lusts.
所以我们求主帮助我们，今天先不管别人怎么对我。
So may the Lord help us today that we don't bother to say, "Hey, it's their fault."
就像主耶稣对彼得说的，那个人将来如何，跟你何干？你起来跟随我。
Just like Jesus said to Peter, that what does he have to do with you? You just come and follow me.
你有一个不好的爸爸，不好的妈妈，主耶稣可以了解，但是主更在乎你怎么做好一个孩子。
Yes, you may not have a perfect mom and dad, but what Jesus is asking is whether you can be a good kid or not.
你可能有一个很不顺服的妻子，或是一个很暴力的丈夫，的确是很容易、很能够引起别人的同情，主也了解，但是主更在乎我们怎么办好自己的角色。
You may have a very bossy wife or a very violent husband, butYes, it's hard, but what Jesus is asking is, can you still be a good spouse?
我们求主帮助我们每一个人哈。
May the Lord help each one of us.
就是在我们人生最重要的角色上。
In the most important roles we are assigned in life.
不管我们能不能得到祝福。
Whether we can receive blessings from others or not.
但是让我这个人。
But me.
能够成为对方的祝福。
I want to become a blessing.
不管在什么时候。
Whatever, whenever.
不管在什么地方。
Whatever circumstances.
不管在怎样的处境里面。
And then wherever.
让我这个人成为对方的祝福。
Let me be a blessing.
孩子成为父母的安慰和喜乐。
Children, you can become a comfort and joy of your
parents. 父母成为孩子的榜样和保护和一切祝福的来源。
And parents, you can become their protection and the source of blessings to your children.
底下我们讲到母亲一个特别。一个应当受到特别爱戴和敬重的角色。
Let's talk about mother. This is a role deserves special admiration and respect.
我在说，这个不是只是今天因为是母亲节。
Let me repeat. This is not just because it's Mother's Day, so we talk about this.
我们也不是只是为了肉身的母亲。
And it's not only talk about our mother. those who are modest physically.
因为所有的原则都是生命里面的原则。
Because all the principles we find in the Bible are the life.
都可以应用在神的家中的。
And it all applies to the house of God.
第一个母亲对的儿女来说，她是他们生命最重要的孕育者。
So to children, mom are the most important bearer of life and nurturers of life.
从怀胎九个月生孩子到孩子养大。
Since pregnancy, delivery.Until you raise your children up.
我相信这个过程在座所有的母亲都可以体会。
I believe many moms here, you can sympathize the whole tough process.
多少的代价，多少的眼泪，多少的辛苦，多少的伤害。
How much sacrifice, tears, hurt?
那我也希望年轻的孩子们，我们不是在母亲节的时候特别来谢谢妈妈而已。
I hope young people here, you're not just being thankful to your mom on today, this Mother's Day.
有一个方法，或许你能够体会一点妈妈的辛苦。
There's one way may help you to understand how much sacrifice your mom has paid.
就是你愿不愿意跟你的妈妈的角色互换
？Which is, are you willing to exchange roles with your mom?
有没有人愿意
？Anyone wants to do that?
你说我只是。喜欢换妈妈可以，我来管妈妈，其他都不要换。
you may say, well, okay, I take that challenge, but I only want to do one part, which is I can rule over my mom.
以前有个 teenager, 我不晓得，大概是个女孩子，跟她妈妈吵架。
There was this teenager, she had a fight with her mom.
心里面很不服气，她妈妈这样子的管她。
she was quite depressed that the way her mom rule over her.
我想这是很 common。的一件事情常常发生在家庭里面。
I think many families have the same issues often.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。